Good Friday. Today is July the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at this Friday morning out in the backyard and garden, talk insects, invertebrates actually, and we're going to talk about fireflies, a fun summertime insect, especially out in the rural parts of Ohio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden and talk about an insect species that a lot of folks recognize this time of year, known as fireflies or lightning bugs. Now, most are winged, and there's different ones in different parts of the country, different parts of the world, actually. Animals that produce light are called luminescent, and there's about 2,000 firefly species that are known. These insects often will live in more humid regions in America and also in Asia. Fireflies will mostly use their lights to talk, if you will, to other fireflies and find a mate. They have special organs under their abdomens that take in oxygen, and inside special cells, they combine that with a substance called luciferin to make light with almost no heat, and they use that light called bioluminescence to light up the ends of the abdomen. Each firefly species does have its own unique flashing pattern, and when a male firefly wants to communicate with a female, he flies near the ground while he flashes his light about every 6 seconds, and once he's near the ground, a female can more easily tell if he's from the same species as she. Most female fireflies can't actually fly, so they answer by flashing, turning on and off their lights, and then the males actually find them. Now, predators would be things like birds, even toads, can get a different message from those lights. Although they can easily spot fireflies by their glow, they do rarely eat them. That's because the flies release a drop of a toxic sort of foul-tasting chemical, and that is something that keeps them away. Now, fireflies are not endangered, but scientists have been worried in some places about them. In recent years, they say fewer of the insects have been spotted during the summer. They attribute that maybe to pesticide use, habitat change, other changes in the environment, and pollution. They say too much nighttime light can also be harmful, as that can change the migration patterns and their hunting abilities for one another. So for fireflies, light pollution does interfere with those attempts to actually signal each other. Now, scientists aren't sure how much firefly population has dropped since their small size makes them hard to tag and track. But an adult firefly's lifespan is anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks, which makes counting them difficult. Scientists are working on better ways to track and protect those insects. So just some interesting summertime insect news, something that is not at all a nuisance predator, but a lot of fun this time of year to watch. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions just slightly, coming up the first week of August, they'll feature an American Farmers Market event at Washington, D.C.'s National Mall. That's all part of the country's 250th anniversary celebration through the year leading up to July 4th of 2026. USDA's Rod Bain shares the details.
This past July 4th was a celebration as always, yet also the kickoff to a celebration of our nation approaching a milestone.
America's 250th anniversary is the single greatest year in the history of our country. We want to have a lot of great things.
President Donald Trump in Iowa on July 3rd this year, announcing some of the plans and events making up a year-long celebration of the U.S., culminating in the 250th anniversary of our nation in 2026. Among those,
every one of our national park battlefields and historic sites are going to have special events in honor of America 250. We're going to have some incredible events.
Joining the Iowa USA 250th anniversary kickoff event, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
We will have a celebration worthy of the anniversary across this entire next year. We are pulling out all the stops to celebrate 250 years of American greatness.
And at the July 3rd celebration, the secretary made an announcement of an upcoming USDA event in conjunction with our nation's 250th birthday.
We will have in August the biggest, most amazing American farmers market in the history of our country in Washington on the National Mall.
The August 3rd through 6th event expands 30 years of USDA's farmers market at USDA headquarters to include market opportunities from producers and vendors from all 50 states on the National Mall, with Secretary Rollins offering this invitation.
Every farmer, every rancher, every producer from every state who sell their beautiful crops and their products and their pork and their beef to join us in Washington during National Farmers Market Week.
Details about the Great American Farmers Market are available online at www.usda.gov. Click the link to the Great American Farmers Market to learn more about the August 3rd ribbon cutting ceremony, market hours, daily programming, and vendor sign-ups. And for information about local to you farmers markets to visit during the regular days and times of opening, go to this web address, www.usdalocalfoodportal.com. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.